welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the podcast. Now, I'm recording this and the family are downstairs playing the Wii. So hopefully we don't get too interrupted. Hopefully the audio is okay. But now, otherwise, it was a good time. And I really wanted to have this conversation. I really wanted to talk about making hard decisions. And I think that being a business owner and making the right decisions for you can sometimes be really tough. And it sounds like something that's just maybe a little thing. But what I have really felt in my business in the past, especially growing it in the early days, and even more, actually, to be honest, I think this is something that as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, is kind of common to feel, and I know I've definitely felt it in different stages of my business. And that is the fact that as the CEO, you are the visionary. And whether you identify as a CEO or you don't, if you are running your business, if you are the one who is the sole trader or the director, or if you don't have a boss, if you're the boss, then your decisions impact the health of your business, the direction of your business, the everything. Your decisions dictate where your business goes and where it is. And your decisions are 3 months later going to be reflected in your activities and in your bottom line. And that can be a great thing, and it can also be a not so great thing if you have some thinking that is holding you back. And we all do. We definitely all do, because we don't know what we don't know. If we are growing a business, it is often our first business, and it often means that we are out of our comfort zone. We are kind of winging it a little bit. And if you don't have a coach or someone else that you are following in the footsteps of that is guiding you down that path, then you are making it up as you go along and trying to figure out what the best decision is to get you where you want to go. But because you, me, we haven't made those decisions before, and we are still dictated by where we are and what we can see from where we currently are. So that can put us in a really scary position, making us not want to make certain decisions, or putting certain decisions off, or living inside that scarcity mindset, or living with that view of only where we are, and we can't see things from the other side. And there is absolutely no guarantees that something, some certain thing, is actually going to work out at all. And that can be terrifying, especially if this is the sole form of income for you or your family or whatever it is, and there's a lot riding on it. I know for me, for the last year and a half, it's been maybe actually no two and a half years, there has been no other income source in our business except for what I bring in the door. And That's a lot, because it means that you potentially don't have the capacity to be as risky with your decisions, that you have to be a little bit more calculated in what you say yes to and what you say no to, because that has real impacts. And so within that is, it comes back to having difficult decisions. And these decisions, what we first need to get clear on, the first decision that we have to make, is what do we actually want? Because a lot of the time we think that we want something, and maybe we don't actually want that thing. I know for me, that's been true in many times in my life. I thought I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, as in not work at all. And we started off down that path. My husband was working and I was home with my first baby. It lasted maybe less than 6 months. And I was looking for a job because I really wanted balance. I really wanted a little bit of both. And so it's been true a lot in my life that I thought I wanted A, but actually when I got A, I didn't want A at all. I wanted A plus B plus C. And that can be true in our business as well, that maybe we think we want $100,000 or we want $200,000 or we think we want a team or we think we don't want a team. And that is based on either what people are telling us or what maybe we think that we need to live or we want to earn, or maybe what our peers are striving for or what we think maybe we should. You know, if I'm going to do this, I may as well do it big. And none of that is true. None of that is true unless we make it true for us. So yes, a lot of people are striving for first that $100,000 mark and next that $1 million mark is kind of the next benchmark that a lot of people go for. But if you're getting started or you're in that early days, then maybe that 100K figure seems like big enough mountain to surpass, and a million seems way too far away. But I would even get you to question, why is it that you think that you want a $100,000 business? Why is that? Does that mean that you're going to feel like you made it, that you are successful? Is that the number that it is to replace your other income? Is that the number that you think is going to make all of the, you know, your life easier? Why are you thinking about what you're thinking about? And I want you to first question that. First, really analyze why you're going after what you're going after. And make sure that's actually what you want. And it's not like I said, just some magical number that you've pulled out of a hat or that you think that you need. And maybe you have picked a number because you think that's what you need to survive or run your family on. And then actually you could live quite comfortably on half of that. Or actually, if you want to live comfortably and you want to do those things, you need double that. And so first, I would get really, really clear on what it is that you actually want. I was doing a podcast interview today and we were talking about that when I started my agency, I started doing, I did a course on Facebook ads, and all of these other people in this course were starting Facebook ad agencies, and they were young and they could work, you know, 18-hour days, and they were going for it. And they, you know, I was comparing myself to these people because we started at the same time. And what I kind of learned really quickly was that I didn't have all the time in the world or the hours around the clock to build my agency. And that even if I did, just because that person was going for a $5 million company, like, I had started my business to be home with my kids more and work 3 days a week. So what the heck was I doing comparing myself to these people that were in a very different stage of life and wanted very different things to what I wanted? And I had to become comfortable with the fact that I was going to do it differently and I was going to do it slower, and to give myself the grace for that and actually make that be okay and be more than okay. And to really question what the decisions you've made in your business in terms of your availability or your pricing or your offerings or you know, your goals, because we need to know where we're going. We need to have a really clear goalpost that is your goalpost, not your mom and dad's, not your best friends, not your peers, not your anyone else, but what is your goalpost? And then once you get really, really clear on that, then that is going to help make those other decisions a bit easier. And those other decisions are, what are you going to invest your time on? What are you going to invest your money on? And where are you going to get people to help you? What are the tasks? What are the things you're going to say yes to? What are the things you're going to say no to? Where is it that you're going to draw the line in terms of having having boundaries around when you're going to work and when you're not going to work. These are all the things that we need to think about, and these should all inform the way that we shape our business. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach. There really is no one-size-fits-all approach. And more we can break away and are breaking away from that traditional model of business, even that traditional model of a freelancing business or a coaching business, because not only do we have the internet and technology and everything that that brings, but we have location freedom and we have time freedom. So for me, I work from 6 a.m. in the morning, and for a lot of people, they're like, what? I don't want to work. And but that it works perfect for me. And that means that I can work around my kids and I can take afternoons. You know, I had a friend come over today and she brought champagne. We had champagne in the afternoon. It's great. It's a Wednesday afternoon. And she bought it because we just moved into a house recently. And so she, you know, there was a reason we were celebrating the house. But the point being that that schedule works for me. We don't, oh, my kids are having a meltdown. We don't have to fit ourselves into the 9-to-5 box. We don't have to fit ourselves into any box. We don't have to have an assistant if we don't want an assistant. We don't have to get someone to do our books if we don't want to get someone to do our books. You do have to do your books. Someone has to do your books. But the point is that you get to question everything. You get to question, why am I going for that goal? Why am I structuring that way? Why am I hiring that for that position? Why do I think that I need this? Why am I doing that thing? Because even within your industry, if there are certain structures around the way things are done, like, oh, coaching, they always do this, or, you know, there's always a portal, or there's always a... Why is there always that? Why can't you break the paradigms of what has existed before? So a lot of times in marketing, there is a whole lot of secrecy around strategy and what they're doing. And we broke that open for our company. We decided to be radically transparent, and that's something we were going to stake our hat on, that we were going to, you know, that was important to us. And so we were going to do things differently. So what is that for you? How are you going to do things differently? How are you going to shift the way that you do things to really align with your beliefs and provide the service that you want to provide and provide and get paid what you want to get paid? Maybe you think in your industry, people only get paid X. Well, why? And how can you package something and provide more value so that you don't get paid X, you get paid Y, or you get paid X plus X plus X? Like, thinking, really making those decisions and tying everything back to what it is that you actually want and your goalposts for what you want your business to be. And difficult decisions come with difficult decisions, or part of that is maybe breaking things. And maybe the way that you've done things for the last 2 years, you have invested time and money in establishing a structure and being okay with the fact that that's not suiting you anymore, and being okay with the fact that maybe you're going to lose money and you're going to have to let people down in order to dismantle something that you have created because it's not serving you anymore, because it's not, your business isn't working for you anymore, and giving yourself the grace to try different things, knowing that you maybe aren't committing to that forever. So, like, yeah, try a campaign, or try hire someone, or start a new service, or, you know, fill in the blank, and be okay with the fact that you're going to try something and not all of those things that you try are going to work, and it's okay if it doesn't work, or it's okay if it works but you hate it and you pull it down even though it's working. And so as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a CEO, those decisions do rest with you, and your decisions and the actions that you make in alignment with those decisions will determine what your business looks like. And so what your business looks like is because of your decisions. For good or for bad, your business looks like what it looks like because of your decisions, and look at that and sit with that without guilt, without any self-depreciating talk there, without any emotion, just knowing that what we decide and what we act on is going to have certain implications, and those implications are the direction of our business and the state of our business. And we're not going to get it right all the time. If I think about all of the things, the decisions I made that were incorrect, or all the money that I spent, or all of those things, then, you know, there's probably close to, I don't know, $100,000 that has been wasted on like different software that we tried, or people that we hired, or, you know, things that I went down, clients that I said yes to that I ended up refunding 3 weeks later because it just was not a good fit, because I thought I needed the money, or I wanted to say yes to say please them, or whatever it was. And so coming back to the fact that, is that decision really truly in alignment with you and your goals and your vision and your values and where you want to be and your mission for being on the planet? And it's okay for it to change. So I guess the mission today, the mission for me today, is to let you know that yes, I see you. I see you making those decisions and not knowing if it's going to work out. That is all of us. We are all making things up as we go along. It makes it a lot easier if you have a coach. So find someone who is where you want to be, who is living the life you want to live, who's got the business, kind of business that you want. Find that person and replicate and follow them and get coaching from them or mentorship. Find that person, because they will have, like I have, made lots of mistakes and know how to help you avoid them. Find that person. Give yourself the grace that you're not going to get it right all the time, even if you have that person. And really question everything. Question the decisions. Question where you're going. Question why you think that you want what you want. And know that it's okay to take a step back, to take a leap forward. And it is okay to break down things that are seemingly good if it's not in alignment with what you actually want to be doing and should be doing with your time and space on the planet. So I hope that this was useful. I hope that this gives you some encouragement to do you, to, I know that phrase is way overused, but to, your business should be a reflection of you. This should be your space to fulfill your purpose in the world, I believe. And so I hope that it does that for you. I hope that you can pull things in alignment with the truest reflection and representation of who it is that you want to be in the world. Because you can, and the only one telling yourself that you can't, or the only one who is stopping you from actually doing that, is yourself. And that can be hard to hear, because we make stories around like, oh, but this until then, or I need to do that until here, or I have to do that because of this. And what I'm becoming really conscious of is changing our language around I have to and I need to and I should to, you know, I get to and I want to and I can, and really flipping that to be positively empowered, positive empowered language. And so that's what I'm doing in my my development at the moment, is really changing some of that language. And so I hope that that helps spark something in you as well, and helps you on your journey. So with that, I will leave you for today, and I will see you again next week. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join, and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.